Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here, and we're doing Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast again. We did one earlier, and it was genius. I think it was genius. Don't you think it was genius?
Too bad nobody will ever be witness to it.
And then there was some screw up on my phone. It is still saving changes. As you know, I just sort of do this thing. Which one should I go to, right or left?
Where are we at?
Trader Joe's. We gotta get charcuterie. Remember? We talked about that too.
Always have the stuff.
Yeah, they've got the stuff. They've got great stuff. Okay, we're
go to Bristol or to
Gelson's. Good God.
Yeah.
Great. Now I don't get my little mozzarella rolls.
They probably have them there too.
Oh, of course, sure. Taking Gelson's side. Anyway, it's late Friday, and we did it earlier Friday for various reasons. We can't, do it Saturday or Sunday. But I for one, not tired of all the winning. Honey, you tired of all the winning?
No.
Neither of us is tired of all this winning.
No, it's a big ball energy.
There's a big ball energy. Every day something happens, and finally something bad happened. Something happened that we're like, okay, that's not good. They've screwed up. And what happened with this story, I think, is very, very important. Because it shows that this is an agile organization. It's a learning organization. This is the kind of thing that Elon Musk brings you. Because Elon Musk is in the learning organization business with Tesla, with Skylink, and especially SpaceX. SpaceX rocket blows up and he's like, okay, this is great because we've learned. So we had a screw up today, and the screw up was...
Big Balls got fired.
Big Balls got fired. Yes, Big Balls is a 25-year-old Doge guy. You probably heard about this. And he got fired because somebody dug up deleted tweets that...
Deleted account.
I wonder where they got those that are were allegedly racist. Now, there's some context to it and all that. I don't want to get into that. I don't care. That is the point. We don't care. We don't care that Big Balls said he'd never marry somebody who wasn't his ethnicity, which is, fine with me, because that leaves the hot Latinx chicks for me.
There you go.
There I am. There I go. So the Wall Street Journal, a new reporter there, who had worked, had worked because I'm like 99% honky. I am so white.
23 and me reports that.
23. I am so white. Mitt Romney looks at me and he's like, dude, you're white.
Pure honky.
I think I am so white. I think mayonnaise is ethnic food.
Okay.
All right. I am so white. I refuse to pee in the shower.
All right. What were you talking about?
Anyway, we're talking about Big Balls.
Yeah. Okay.
He gets fired because he says these things. It gets exposed. This girl who worked for USAID in Tajikistan and then suddenly goes over to the Wall Street Journal and somehow gets access to deleted account information from this guy. Now, where do you think that, gosh, is there any sort of organization that may be resistant to Donald Trump that sits and downloads every single thing that goes on the internet?
Wow.
I bet it has three initials.
Huh.
And she was working for USAID in Tajikistan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All the pieces fit. I'm not going to put them together for you, but I think you see where they're going. Anyway, she comes out, does this hit piece, and immediately the guy resigns. And we immediately, decentralized, not coordinated, we conservative guys say, wait a minute, no, they don't get to fire us. They don't get to fire us. It's not 2020 anymore. You don't get to fire us for having views and saying things that you don't like. Now, for to make it easier, I'm assume all those things are true in context, and he means them.
Yeah.
Okay. It's America.
I know.
You're allowed to not like people of other races. You're allowed to prefer your own race. You're allowed to think thoughts that most other people don't think.
Well, I mean...
You're allowed to say things and think things that I disagree with and other people do. And I'm assuming the worst case. I'm assuming he is what they say. He still gets to be a government employee. Because if the test is, oh, well, if you think bad thoughts, you might want to rethink that, leftists, because I would get rid of all socialists. Socialists murdered 100 million people in the last century. They are far and away more than some dude named Big Balls who wants to marry within whatever testicular ethnic group he is.
I'm sorry. I just love that.
I know. He's Big Balls.
He's
so badass.
And he's broke.
He broke the balls.
He got system.
So many... He's a ball breaker. So many... look, he is so badass. AC/DC made a song about it.
That's right.
It's on the Dirty Deeds sound album. Okay. So, do you really want to create that power where you have to fire people from the government if they don't think the way you like when Donald Trump controls all aspects of government? Does that seem like a good plan to you? Well, it may, because he's pretty sure Donald Trump won't do it. I don't know if that's a great assumption. Because Donald Trump is not playing by the old norms, principles, and rules that control you, but not us, game. Okay, he's not doing that. That's not happening anymore. But anyway, we had a uprising, and immediately Elon Musk, this is the agility I was talking about, Elon Musk immediately says, wait a minute, I'm going to put up a poll. Should I hire this guy back? And 80-some percent said yes. And there were like 400,000 people voting. And J.D. Vance comes out and says, you know, lots of people say dumb things. But we can't be firing. We're ruining people's lives because they said dumb things once in their lives. So he ought to be hired back. And then they asked Donald Trump, what do you think? And he goes, I don't really know about it, but if J.D. says it, I'm for it. And Elon goes and hires this guy back. And this was huge. Now, Democrats did exactly what you'd expect. You know, Jamie Raskin, the only guy out there who makes you root for cancer. No, just kidding. I don't want the karma of that one on. He goes, well, so you agree with all his racist statements. Okay. Respecting freedom of speech and freedom of thought does not require that you agree with every single thing that's uttered or thought. I don't know why I have to explain that to people. I don't think Jamie Raskin is a stupid man. There are stupid Democrats. Jasmine, you go, girl, Crockett.
Oh,
you're mediocre white guys. By the way, not canceled. Nobody's trying to expel her from Congress.
Yeah.
But she's out there going, you know what I hate? White people with penises. She is dumb. I don't think Raskin's dumb. I think Raskin thinks his followers are dumb. I think he thinks his supporters are dumb.
Well,
which is more proof that he's smart.
I was going to say, there's some evidence.
There is evidence that, you know, his supporters are freaking borderline clinically retarded.
Who knows?
Knows his guru. Knows his game. So anyway, this is huge because we've had win after win, and it was inevitable that we would have a screw up. Okay. There's going to be screw-up, there's going to be frictions, there's going to be slowdowns, there's going to be bad days. And this could have been one. And people were like, you know, if they fire this guy, we have now given the left veto over who can be in our team.
Yep.
And Elon said, nah, we're not doing that. We've taken this huge weapon system away from them.
Mm-hmm.
We take a lot of their weapon systems. We got in, you know, The Trump team planned this down to the gnat's ass. This was really done well. And they were in there. The Doge guys are deadly because they're mapping out and figuring out where everything's getting spent and figuring out things that are redundant, things that shouldn't be. They know, like, the Treasury and USAID better than the Treasury and USAID knows it, because part of how they were designed was to obfuscate. They were designed to be impenetrable. So you couldn't do this. But these Doge guys come in with their AI tools, their algorithms and everything, and they're able to break it down. And I have read that, you know, their employees go, we can't stop them. They try to lock them out, and they find out that these guys have clearances to get in that are like higher level than the guys wanting to lock them out. They can't lock, they don't know what to do. 10,000 USAID employees the other day. Today, 400, and they're taking the name off the building.
That's glorious.
It is so glorious. The thing is,
it is Christmas every day.
Oh, every day I wake up and he does like five things.
What's new?
It's the decision cycle, baby. You get in there and they can't see. Another of their things, advantages, was things would roll out slowly. Trump would have today, this week's initiative, and they would have time to focus and coordinate a message on it. And it would be coordinated across all the Democrats, all the NGOs, all the media outlets. Okay, that was very powerful. The problem is for them now, there's five things every day. And then the next day, there's five more. They don't have the time to coordinate an attack. So you get ridiculous things like Maxine Waters screaming at this, you know, this guard at the Department of Education because, no, you're not getting in. And she's screaming, and that's it. She's impotent. She's as impotent as a bulwark staffer in the presence of a naked woman.
Okay.
Adult woman.
All right.
It is, it's funny because they're sexually questionable. Yeah, it is great stuff. And, it is continuing. It has, you know, and the beauty is we had an inevitable bump. There's always going to be a fuck up, a screw up, a mess up. Well, we had that. And
they corrected it. Course corrected.
That's the thing. An agile organization. It's not how you handle success. Well, handling success is important. Handling failure is key. So I'm excited because we seem to have gotten our stuff together. For once, as conservatives, we're getting spoiled, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, we're going to set expectations now for the future, that means the next guy who comes along, there's no going back. You're not going to, you know, if we're not going to get Jeb Bush going, well, I want a more compassionate conservative, because we're going to be like, we enjoyed winning.
I'm thinking if a Republican doesn't win the next time, you're going to get some Dem who's going to come through and just totally try to do what Trump did and destroy everything. And then after that, if we elect another Republican, he's not going to be as nice as Trump.
Yeah, I know. Trump's their last chance, not ours. The thing is, Trump can succeed because they create and control the system to make it beneficial to themselves.
Yeah.
The Republicans don't have a system. The thing is, we're not trying to take over their mechanism. We're ripping it out. Right.
Yeah.
So if he comes in and goes, well, you know, I've got my commie doge.
Yeah.
What's he going to find? What's commie doge going to find? Not
right,
much.
Right. Right. They're going to insert. Right.
There. Yeah. So the thing is, we didn't build our foundation on government. And we're finding out more and more that the foundation of everything they've done is the freaking government. It is, whatchamacallit, it is government money, government support, the regime media is getting money, it's getting, it's obviously getting leaks designed to screw with people. This is, amazing stuff. And I'm very happy about it. I think everybody else can, you can feel the joy. Because we don't quite believe it. Because we're so used to people being inept.
Yeah.
And failing.
So used to excuses for failure.
Exactly. And Trump's like a no-excuse guy. And Americans are no-excuse people. You know? And all their weapon systems have been neutered. Well, I'm going to turn your principles against you. Well, screw you. I no longer do principles. Because all I've learned is every time I do principles, I get it where I poo, and you guys do whatever you want to do. Well, we're not doing that anymore. That's over. We're done with that part. That's finished. Finito. End it. I think we're in a great situation. I think we are in a wonderful place. And I feel happy. Yay. I mean, it's just nice to win. And I'm going to rant out a little more. Who's the face of the Democrat? Who's the Democrat they're going to rally around? Want to get Kamala back?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she's gone. Newsom? How about him? Newsom's career is up in smoke. Figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good line. I'm going to use that. His career is up in smoke, and Kamala's a joke.
Yeah.
Buttigieg? Buttigieg has gone to Michigan. Right? He was from Indiana, but he went to Michigan because they have an open Senate seat. And I wonder if guys from Michigan are going to go, you know, I want a Democrat carpetbagger who looks kind of like Alfred E. Newman and was a terrible department, transportation secretary. I want him as our senator. No one knows Michiganders better than the guy who, like, showed up last Tuesday. Yeah, I think that's going to be problematic for the little weasel. The gay Tracy Flick of, you've seen Election.
Yes, I chuckled.
I haven't seen Election in like 20 years. I don't watch that again. I think they think it's a liberal movie. It's not. But anyway.
All right.
So.
Well, there's a lot of winning.
There's a lot of winning. There's going to be more. I think we've learned, especially with things like the attacks on big balls.
Yeah.
We've learned to fight through the ambush. An ambush is when you get a secret attack position. Oh, there's a fire. Secret attack position, you wait, somebody comes in the kill zone, and you try and wipe them out. Okay? Yeah. If an ambush is done right, you can't escape the kill zone because you have guys to cut it off. And you can't just sit there because they're going to pound on you. You have to fight through the ambush. You have to assault the ambush. You go and charge them. It's not optimal, but it's your best chance of survival. That's what we got to do when they find out, hey, here's a Republican and he said a bad word. So you got to fire him. No, you assault it. Screw you. We're not doing it. You and your commie bullcrap. We're not having it. We're not playing that game. We're not doing it. It's over. We're done. Finito. Finito Mussolini.
Well, some guy just trying to cancel Scott Pressler.
Yeah.
You saw that.
That was an internal thing. That was a conservative. Well, he was like,
I still have that.
Yeah, he's like, well, Scott Pressler's gay. Yes. You know what happens?
He never lied about that. He doesn't say he's a woman.
Look,
up front.
Say you prefer not to. Say you really dislike the whole gay thing. That is part of our coalition.
Yep.
So are some gay people. You've got in a coalition. Okay. You're going to have people who disagree with you on some pretty important points. Case in point, RFK. A lot of stuff I don't agree with RFK on. Mm-hmm. Some stuff with Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Okay? Tulsi Gabbard brings in a coalition that's helped win it. RFK, part of a big coalition. A lot of moms, Maha moms, Make America Healthy Again, who were part of the coalition.
Yep.
What the hell do you...
I mean, we got to have a big tent. Isn't that a thing?
Well, you've got to choose your fights. And if as well, I can't be in a coalition with a guy like Scott Pressler.
Okay. You can leave. Scott stays.
No, Scott stays. We're doing this coalition. You can go over there and kind of go like this. But when it comes time for input, you're not having any. And the thing about coalition is you're not going to get all that you want, but you're going to get more of what you want. It's game theory, right? How do I get the most of what I want? By holding out and demanding to get everything, or strategically compromising, including on some pretty important issues. And I'm not disrespecting people who have problems with homosexuality, okay? You know, there are a lot of people with problems with homosexuality. You've got a right to have problems with whoever you want. We just talked about that. What I'm saying is, I'm just using them as an example. The same thing would be if Scott Presley said, well, I can't be here with people who don't, I can't be in this coalition with people who don't like gay people. Well, God, it's the Scott, hypothetical Scott, because he's never said that. You know, it's a coalition. You're going to have to swallow the fact that some people disagree with you.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's one or the other, Scott's done so much.
Scott's done so much.
I mean, that, I'm sorry, he's added value.
Well, he's definitely earned our support. He had our backs. We need to have his above and beyond the coalition part. And he's a nice guy. We've met Scott several times. He's just one of the sweetest guys, most hardworking guys. And look, I mean, and Scott himself is like, you don't have to approve of homosexuality. It's get out of the fucking road. You don't have to approve of homosexuality. You do have to walk on the fucking sidewalk on a very narrow one-way street.
This is true.
God, what a fuck. And he looks at me like I'm like, what are you doing? Driving down the middle of the road.
How dare you?
I know. What an idiot. Anyway, speaking of idiots, I think that's enough for volume two. I don't know if it's as good as volume one.
It wasn't.
Volume one was amazing. You guys really lost out. Go read The Attack.
It's too bad.
It is more pertinent than ever. At Kurt Schlichter is my Twitter thing.
Please yell at someone. I
yell at a number.
So a little bit.
I got some. And Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my town hall columns. Thank you for being a VIP member. And keep enjoying all the winning.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.